local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola with Joe and Austin. Typically, I'm Austin Price. Joe is preoccupied at the moment, so I will take the lead here. Beautiful May 14th. Beautiful by temperature, but I don't know.
Compared to about, 27, 28 hours ago, yes.
Yeah.
I was on the
weather
phone.
Itself sucks, but.
Yeah, I was on the phone with the sheriff's office. So Channel 3 top of the hour had the drive-by shooting that happened just after 4 o'clock. So that was on Diego Circle. So I was calling just to see what else we could put out there to the public. Not much. The shooting was picked up by both the ShotSpotter sensors for Escambia County, as well as they got 911 dispatch calls into there. Three people inside the home injured, transported to local hospitals there. No word on a description of a suspect vehicle or anything like that. So this investigation is still very much in the early stages. But, of course, the natural questions of whether this could have been possibly a retaliatory or in any way, shape, or form related to the couple of shootings that we've had over the last, 3 weeks now. The first, of course, being the triple homicide at West Jackson Square, and then 2 days later, a man killed walking up a driveway in an ambush-style attack there. So this one happening again, Diego Circle off Massachusetts Avenue, about an hour ago. So that's what I was doing as we came on there.
Okay.
Looking here quickly, let's just get our traffic and weather out of the way.
Okay.
5:15.
This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at traffic here. Hasn't been a ton going on the roads in the first hour. We do have two noteworthy backups. One's on Scenic Highway. We did have that late in hour one. We had an accident. It's basically just, if you are coming from Olive Road, it is going to be just west of that. We do have some issues there going both ways because of an accident report. Not only that, but on North Davis Highway. If you're traveling southbound towards Olive Road, we've got some issues in that area as well. No confirmation of an accident there, though, luckily. Outside of that, it's just going to be Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Wind Haven Beach and approaching Highway 87. And the last main spot's going to be, if you know how these traffic updates go, you know what I'm going to say, Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy and dry with a low near 70 degrees. All dry, clear, and sunny for Wednesday with highs in the mid-80s. We've got calm weather for a few days, but late this week there is a high chance for rain. That hits us on Friday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. We'll just move on right to local headlines because we do have a lot going on there. Okay. Okaloosa NAACP today releasing a list of 7 demands, and they say they'll remain engaged until justice is served on behalf of the family of 23-year-old senior airman Roger Fortson.
We could not simply just sit on our hands and hope this thing, all by itself just evaporates. I mean, the NAACP has been concerned, and we remain concerned in shootings or injuries of people where we think that other courses of action could have taken place.
President Sabu Williams with Channel 3 there. This comes as Fortson's body arrived in Atlanta today. His funeral is held Friday at New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Stonecrest, Georgia. The full list of demands posted on their Facebook page, they include a full and transparent investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice, the release of all body camera footage, audio, and digital communications from that day, as well as the release of disciplinary records for the deputy involved. An update here on the city of Pensacola, the burial grounds at Miraflores Park now, both eastern and western half of the park has been surveyed.
The results were 80 possible unmarked burials, There were 45 identified in the first survey, and now another 35 that would bring us to 80 with the new results.
And Mayor Reeves says that on Friday, the Miraflores Community Advisory Group will meet to discuss the full results as well as the best way to go about commemorating the site. He also gave an update on airport parking. He says that progress is being made as airport staff recently converted 100 employee overflow spots into a flat rate lot, bringing the current number of available spaces to around 3,700. Reeve says an additional 400 spaces off Tippin Avenue are in the works.
We are waiting at the starting line. We have match funding from FDOT that comes to us on July 1st. So we are working diligently, our team is right now, to get all of this to council in June so we can start the project as close to July as possible.
And Reeve says they'll have a decision to make in the coming weeks whether to move forward with construction. Now, the hope is that the paved lot would be completed in time for Thanksgiving, but they could opt to hold off on construction if they don't feel like it would be done in time. Reeve says the reason for that is they would rather have 400 grass spaces to use for the holidays than to it just be a construction zone that's not complete and nobody can use any of the spaces. So that's the rationale behind that. We'll take a break here. 419 State and National News next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
God is love. Those simple yet inspiring words were penned by John the Apostle. John had firsthand knowledge of the love of God. It is John who is recorded in Scripture as the disciple whom Jesus loved. It is John who wrote that we love God because he first loved us. It was John who wrote Jesus' words, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And then John is recorded as being a witness to this greater love in which Jesus willingly laid his life down on the cross to die a substitutionary death which offers salvation to the world. There is no greater love than sacrificial love. God is love.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. Call 800-822-1716. 800-822-1716.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors. Hey, Andrew McKay. Here on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about the legislative wrap-up, things that the legislature accomplished in Tallahassee. Why accomplishing a lot isn't necessarily a good thing, because, you know, our system of government was designed to not function well, and when it functions well, you kind of have to worry about, is that a good thing exactly? We talked with Sheriff Simmons about law enforcement matters in the county, and which foods are better as leftovers, and which foods shouldn't be leftovers. You can find all of those conversations at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, looking at the road, Scenic Highway. This is going to be, if you're coming off of Olive Road, just west, there was an accident reported there that's got traffic both ways hung up on Scenic, so be on the lookout for that. Speaking of Olive Road, if you're traveling southbound on North Davis Highway towards Olive, we've got some slightly increased backups there. Beyond that, it appears to just be a bit more of the same. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive has some minor issues. Same with Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile and approaching I-10. The intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway kind of looking shoddy at the moment as well. Outside of that, it's just going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy and dry with a low near 70 degrees. All dry, clear, and sunny for Wednesday with highs in the mid-80s. We've got calm weather for a few days, but late this week there is a high chance for rain. That hits us on Friday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Looking at our state headlines today, at least 8 people dead and dozens more injured after a bus carrying migrant workers crash near Orlando. It was a bus with 53 people on board. 8 people were listed in critical condition, 37 with non-life-threatening injuries as well. Police say the bus was taking the migrant workers to a watermelon farm. Witnesses say that a Ford Ranger pickup was traveling in the opposite direction, merged into the lane, and crashed into the bus head-on. The pickup driver now charged with DUI manslaughter.
And a new law addresses what the governor calls a scourge on our society. Governor Ron DeSantis signed House Bill 7073, an anti-human trafficking bill. It increases penalties for those who engage in human trafficking, and it also requires facilities in Florida to facilitate the recognition and recovery of victims. DeSantis says he's also approving funding to expand access to emergency beds for adult survivors, and a new grant program will enhance training for law enforcement officers who respond to trafficking incidents.
Demolition taking place next month on the school building where the deadly mass shooting took place more than 6 years ago at Stoneman Douglas High School. That's the 1200 building. It'll start to come down June 17th, 7 days after the last day of classes.
And the FBI out with a warning for elderly Floridians being bilked out of billions from savvy fraudsters. The 2023 Elder Fraud Report shows that Florida ranks second in the nation for the number of reported losses from tech support and impersonation scams.
Some of them only require a few seconds to a minute of somebody's voice. And, you know, with this day and age, with social media being prevalent, a lot of people are putting videos out there of themselves communicating in different manners.
It's being said that fraudsters use AI software to mimic a person's voice so that the victim often thinks they're speaking directly to a relative. Floridians lost more than $90 million in investment schemes and over $40 million in romance scams.
Today, the Florida High School Athletic Association's board of directors going line by line through their proposed bylaw change when it comes to NIL deals for high schoolers.
But to prohibit a child from wearing, you know, any type of school clothing or accidentally or perhaps even intentionally posting a video from their own school where they're proud to attend, I don't think that should be prohibited.
And the FHSAA legal team will address boosters and college NIL concerns before an expected vote in June.
And nationally, smoke from Canadian wildfires is causing poor air quality conditions in parts of the U.S. We saw this, Joe, you and I mentioned this last hour. We saw it last year with New York and all
that. Oh, yeah, it was very, very terrible in like New York and all over the northern states.
Yeah, and that I can kind of expect, but this threw me for a loop. The smoke is shifting south and hitting Topeka, Kansas, and Kansas City. They're dealing with the worst air quality in the country right now. An air quality alert has been issued throughout parts of Iowa, through the late night. And the smoke is expected to linger in parts of the Midwest through Tuesday before a cold front will bring rain and clearer conditions. Over 145 active wildfires are currently burning in Canada.
Yeah, I very distinctly remember seeing an image last year when this was going on.
The orange haze
over New York City. Yeah.
Yeah, very disturbing.
Yeah. Today marking 2 years since the deadly Buffalo supermarket shooting.
Thank you, my friends. Thank all of you for standing with this community and showing us again that love will always conquer hate. And that hate will never, ever break us down.
That was at the Tops Friendly Market on Jefferson Avenue today. It was 2 years ago on the day where a gunman killed 9 shoppers and a security guard in what investigators say was a racially motivated attack.
And voters are heading to the polls in Maryland, Nebraska, and West Virginia, even as President Biden and Donald Trump have wrapped up their nominations. Meanwhile, there are also a few down-ballot races gaining a lot of attention. Former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn, who was injured in the January 6th Capitol riot, is running for Congress as a Democrat in Maryland's open 3rd District. On the opposite side of the aisle, West Virginia voters will have the option of voting for a former state Republican lawmaker who served time behind bars for his participation in that same January 6th attack.
Didn't get to our top three stories in the open. Michael Cohen testifying for a second day in Donald Trump's hush money trial. He wore a T-shirt showing Trump behind bars on his TikTok show. He didn't do that in the courtroom. He testified that he did. Trump's lawyers during cross-examination harped on how he's been selling the shirt and other anti-Trump items during the trial. Secretary of State Antony Blinken making a surprise visit to Ukraine today, meeting with President Vladimir Zelensky, talking about the $61 billion in military aid for the country. And today, President Biden sharply raising tariffs on Chinese imports. He says about $18 billion worth of annual imports from China, meant to counter their unfair trade practices. Those include electric vehicles, semiconductors, other goods like batteries, critical minerals as well. 5:30 Fox News update is coming up. We're back with a look at our sports headlines, health, business, and entertainment, wacky stories, and more still to come.
I'm John Saucier. Former President Donald Trump with another day in New York courtroom for his criminal hush money case. His former attorney, Michael Cohen, testifying against him again. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance on the Fox News Channel says he thinks the former President Trump's gag order in this case is an insult.
Not just to Donald Trump or even primarily to Donald Trump. It's an insult to the American people. We deserve to have a real presidential election where Joe Biden and Donald Trump make their cases to the American people.
A New York appeals court upheld that gag order that's been imposed on Trump during this trial. President Biden now with new tariffs on Chinese imports for products like electric vehicles, batteries, steel, aluminum, medical equipment. The president describing how China has heavily subsidized certain products to drive American companies out of business.
These key sectors, my administration is combining investments in America with tariffs that are strategic and targeted. It's a smart approach.
And the president making those comments earlier today in the White House Rose Garden. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Walmart has confirmed reports that it's laying off hundreds of corporate workers across the country and at the same time relocating many employees to its Bentonville, Arkansas headquarters. A company spokesperson said a large number of employees working remotely and in offices in Atlanta, Dallas, and Toronto have been asked to relocate, many to Arkansas, but some to either northern New Jersey or the San Francisco area. She didn't say how many workers were being laid off. Well, these numbers didn't come as a surprise, but Boeing jet orders tumbled in April as the aircraft manufacturer dealt with various issues. It received orders for just 7 planes last month, while it also had to deal with canceled sales covering 33 planes. Boeing delivered just 24 jets in April. Stocks pushed higher ahead of a Wednesday morning report on consumer inflation. The S&P today rose 25 points. The Dow Industrials up 126. The tech-heavy NASDAQ leaped 123 to earn a new closing high.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sportsman. It's sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. It's rare when a woman trade happens, but the Lions trading Matthew Stafford to the Rams for Jared Goff, two first-round picks, and a third was that. The Rams won a Super Bowl, and the Lions found their franchise QB, and through other trades, they turned those picks into Sam Laporta, Jahmyr Gibbs, Jamison Williams, Broderick Martin, Josh Pascal, and Ifeatu Melifonwu. The Rams won their championship, and now it's a Lions' turn to secure a Lombardi. I'm Zach Gelb.
When it's time for a brake job, go with a solution that delivers one of the smoothest and most quiet rides on the road, Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit on 99.5% of vehicles, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Napa Silent Guard Brakes deliver the stopping power and performance drivers demand in their vehicles. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Less than legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. There's only been a couple spots of severe notice right now, and both of them are still kind of giving us some issues, especially Scenic Highway. If you are on Olive Road, let's say you're approaching Scenic, that's if you're traveling eastbound, and you're coming up on Scenic, we got backups going both ways there because of an accident report. Basically reported the better part of an hour ago, probably about 50 minutes ago. Still causing some issues in that area. Be on the lookout for that. Beyond that, it's just a little bit of backup still if you're traveling southbound on North Davis Highway towards Olive Road. But that has seemingly cleared out significantly. Then it's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Got some pretty heavy backups there. Same can be said for Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach, and we did have some problems on Caroline Street traveling westbound over Blackwater River, but those have seemingly cleared out as well. So we'll end this traffic update on a little bit of good news for you.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy and dry with a low near 70 degrees. All dry, clear, and sunny for Wednesday with highs in the mid-80s. We've got calm weather for a few days, but late this week there is a high chance for rain. That hits us on Friday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 5:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. Austin, I have a grievance.
What's that?
So last week at this time, 5:35, our wonderful friend and brand ambassador Morgan comes into the studio because
yes.
She is on her way to Bands on the Beach.
Yes, she is.
This week it's the Modern Eldorados.
Okay.
They are nostalgia of the 1950s, so very, very fun show there.
Your time
tonight.
Period, yep.
Last week she came in with multiple bags which contain Texas Roadhouse rolls.
Yes.
She did the same this week.
Uh-huh.
As soon as I saw those rolls, my mouth started to water a little bit because I could, of course, taste
Imagine
the
it.
Rolls in the butter. I noticed that she came into your studio. She offered you rolls.
Yeah.
And based on her actions from a week ago, I anticipated the same being done for me. That did not happen this week.
Really?
You have a roll there on your table that yes. you haven't gotten to eat yet, but you will. I have no such luck today, so I'm a little upset because the standard has been set. The bar has been established that
I even asked her, is this going to become a weekly thing?
At 5:40, Morgan will come in here before she goes to Bands on the Beach. She will have bags of Texas Roadhouse rolls, and we will both get to eat them.
Yeah. Well, tell you what, she said she was going to offer you one last week, and it looked like there was a moment where she wouldn't. And I was like, okay, if she forgets, I'll cut this in half and give the other half to Joe. And I have over half of the roll here that has been untouched.
Okay.
So if you want to split it.
You know what? I will just...
I'll weep in my studio.
I will trust that this conversation will reach the appropriate ears that it needs to reach and that the situation will be remedied a week from now.
This station plays in the engineer hallway, the hallway where the engineering room is, and she walks there to get to the warehouse to load up for Bands on the Beach. So yeah. Hopefully she walked by and heard the conversation.
But if you're looking for something fun to do this evening, Modern Eldorados at the Pensacola Beach, Bands on the Beach there.
Very
what's
nice.
Happening in sports today?
All right. So starting with the NBA here, we got a playoff doubleheader on TNT. It's Pacers at Knicks at 7 o'clock, starting a little bit later than expected. That's going to be followed by Timberwolves at Nuggets at 9:30. Also, we've got Caitlin Clark making her regular season debut tonight for the WNBA. The Indiana Fever taking on the Connecticut Sun. That's going to be starting at 6:30 on ESPN2. So I'm sure in the third hour we'll have a score update on that. Well, actually, it'll just be getting underway, so probably not. We certainly will have score updates on these next parts, though. NHL playoffs, doubleheader on ESPN. Bruins at Panthers at 6 o'clock. Bruins trying to not get gentlemen swept. They're down 3-1 right now. That's going to be followed by Canucks at Oilers at 8:30. And then we got MLB games, one on TBS. It's actually a decent one. Yankees at Twins at 6:40. And the local teams here will not be televised, but nonetheless, we'll keep track of them. Marlins at Tigers at 5:40, getting underway right now. Rays at Red Sox at 6:10. And Braves versus Cubs at 6:20. Beyond that, it's just a couple of quick headlines here. Let's see. The WNBA, the league's Golden State expansion team, will be called the Valkyries. We touched on this some last week when we were talking about Toronto coming along. They will begin play in 2025. Networks for the NFL are releasing more early season primetime games. The 49ers will host the Jets for the season's first Monday Night Football broadcast. Also, Amazon announced that their Thursday night broadcast will feature the Dolphins and Bills to kick off week two.
Yeah, very nice. I'm excited for that. We also got word today that the Chiefs, who are opening the season on the Thursday night against the Ravens, this past season's AFC title game rematch, in week two, they will get Joe Burrow and the Bengals in a rematch of the AFC Championship game from 2 years ago. So,
very nice.
Yeah, that's a good start there for the Chiefs there. Full NFL schedule releasing tomorrow night.
And speaking of releases, just one last quick note here in college football. ESPN and ABC revealing its opening weekend slates, headlined by a triple header on Saturday, August 31st. It's going to start with Clemson and Georgia and Atlanta. Next up, it's a Sunshine State battle between Miami and Florida. I can't wait for that one. Yeah. And the nightcap will feature Texas A&M hosting Notre Dame. That's the game day location for the opening week as well. Other games of note for the weekend as a whole include LSU and USC in Las Vegas on Sunday, and Florida State hosting Boston College on Labor Day Monday.
Yeah, I think, you know, Florida State's kind of owning, when I think of, you know, the Labor Day weekend, you know, they in the last few years,
either Sunday or Monday.
Yeah. Last week it was Sunday against, or last year it was Sunday against LSU. I believe the prior year it was Notre Dame on either Sunday or Monday.
No, I think, actually, I think it was LSU twice in a row because
that's right.
Yeah. And but I think it was on a Monday.
Yeah. And then they had Notre Dame the year before that. So, yeah.
Yes.
I like it, though. I like the whole weekend extravaganza thing for the for college football to kick off.
Great.
Health, business, and science notes here. We'll stop briefly for traffic and weather before moving on there. Wholesale prices rising more than expected in April. The Labor Department reported a 0.5% jump in the producer price index last month, which is nearly double what economists had expected. On a year-over-year basis, wholesale inflation rose 2.2%, which is the highest in a year.
And don't expect interest rates to fall anytime soon. That's the word from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell.
The first quarter in the United States was notable for its lack of further progress on inflation. We had higher readings in the first quarter and higher than we expected.
He also said it's unlikely that there will be a rate hike based on the data. The Fed has been holding its key borrowing rate at 5.5%, which is the highest level in more than two decades. Just about 5:45 here, we will get that quick check of the roads and weather that Joe beautifully hinted at just a moment prior. Let's see. We do have an accident report on I-10. This is if you are traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road. Not causing any backups, so hopefully it'll stay that way, but we'll keep an eye on it. Speaking of Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we still got some problems there. Had issues on Scenic Highway and North Davis Highway. Both of those areas have seemingly cleared out for the most part. And then it's just going to be some minor issues on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. And maybe a little bit of issues on, nope, it cleared out. Caroline Street did have some issues passing Avalon Boulevard, but that's seemingly looking good as well.
Tonight's weather will be partly cloudy and dry with an overnight low near 70. Beautiful and sunny on Wednesday, all dry, and high temps will be in the mid-80s. Later this week, we do bring back a high chance for rain. We'll look for that on Friday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Continuing on here, Google and Apple are working together to warn users when they're being tracked by a third party. The companies have unveiled a cross-platform alert system to fight against stalkers and others who might use Apple's Bluetooth location tracker to know where people are or when they're not home. The companies say a software update is coming soon that will alert users with a message that a tracker is moving with them.
Not unsettling in the slightest.
Not at all.
Nearly half of new home buyers are struggling to pay their mortgages on time, keeping with the positive theme. That's according to a survey conducted by real estate experts at Clever. It said that 47% of recent home buyers feel they're in over their heads financially. And a similar number at about 44%, they said that they've taken an additional, or they have taken on additional debt instead of their mortgage since buying their house or outside of their mortgage.
Yeah, it's interesting because, of course, my wife and I are in the process and soon to become first-time home buyers, God willing. But
yeah,
it's interesting because it doesn't specify necessarily a reason because you know, one thing that, you know, look, rent's not going down around here for sure. Definitely not in the place where we live. It's gone up probably about $500 or $600 over the course of a month since we moved in there close to seven years ago. But I've made sure, you know, thanks to down payment and just things like that. And the rates, of course, a little bit on the high side compared to what we've had a couple of years ago. But I said, look, the monthly payment can't be much higher than what we're used to paying in rent already. And so I just wonder if people just aren't, you know, just like, hey, I don't care. Or just like, I don't know if they're just getting bad advice or not, but I would like to know why is the reason. Because it's not like you rent and rent and rent and rent, and then all of a sudden you're a home buyer, and then it's just like, oh, what do I do? Like, how do I pay this? I don't know. So maybe they're just taking on too much and don't realize it, but I guess maybe they're just not reading disclosures that tell you, hey, here's how much your monthly payment's going to be.
I don't know. Over 80 Red Lobster locations in 27 states are listed as temporarily closed while a liquidation company is conducting sales of kitchen equipment. Yesterday's closures come amid reports that Red Lobster is looking for a buyer to avoid filing for bankruptcy. 16 restaurants in Florida are on the list of closures. However, for now, Pensacola's restaurant remains open. So good for us.
Yes, that is good for us. Pop culture notes today. There can only be one. A Top Dog will earn the title Best in Show tonight at the 148th Annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show in New York. 3,000 dogs are taking part in the event. Austin, if you had to choose one, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, Caitlin Clark's debut, or the dog show, where on the list of priorities does the dog show rank for you?
The dog show is probably third or fourth. I'm considering third because I do love dogs, but
if it was a cat show, you would be eyes glued.
I think it would be similar
appointment television.
Because that's the thing. It's like I've always been more of a dog person until our latest dog died, we had several cats. But I like animals, but it'd be low because I like sports, really. So keep you with the pop culture notes here. Dune Part 2 is heading to streaming. The blockbuster sequel will be available to watch on Max on May 21st. The film has made over $700 million worldwide since hitting theaters back in March.
George Clooney is going to Broadway. He'll make his Broadway debut next year, starring in the stage adaptation of his 2005 film Good Night and Good Luck. He'll take on the role of legendary CBS journalist Edward R. Murrow, who clashed with Senator Joe McCarthy over his relentless pursuit of suspected communists.
And we now know the names of Punxsutawney Phil's two kids. The names were chosen with the help of the people around town, and the winning names were, perhaps predictably, Sunny and Shadow.
Yes, yeah, good names there. 5:50 taking a break there, back with our top three stories, wacky stories, and good news as well.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Gallery Night is Friday night in downtown Pensacola. And this month, it's a celebration of our local military and Pensacola Navy Days. Wear red, white, and blue and show your support. See GalleryNightPensacola.org. Enjoy a family-friendly and free movie at the Gullside Pavilion with cinemas in the sand Friday evening. Bring your chairs and blankets and enjoy The Parent Trap at sunset. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay. Here on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about the legislative wrap-up, things that the legislature accomplished in Tallahassee. Why accomplishing a lot isn't necessarily a good thing, because, you know, our system of government was designed to not function well, and when it functions well, you kind of have to worry about, is that a good thing exactly? We talked with Sheriff Simmons about law enforcement matters in the county, and which foods are better as leftovers, and which foods shouldn't be leftovers. You can find all of those conversations at NewsRadio923.com on the podcast page.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 5:55 here. We will get one last quick check at the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see. We're starting to see what we typically do at this time every evening. The roads are starting to die down a bit. Still have some slight congestion on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Maybe still have a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. But outside of that, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy and dry with a low near 70 degrees. All dry, clear, and sunny for Wednesday with highs in the mid-80s. We've got calm weather for a few days, but late this week there is a high chance for rain. That hits us on Friday. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, recapping our top stories today, Michael Cohen testifying in Donald Trump's trial that he wore a T-shirt showing Trump behind bars in his TikTok show. Also, he confirmed that he's been selling the shirt and other anti-Trump items during the trial. He testified yesterday that he paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 at Trump's direction to stay quiet about their sexual encounter. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Ukraine today, surprising President Vladimir Zelensky with a visit aimed at reinforcing America's support for Ukraine. And President Biden today sharply raising tariffs on Chinese imports, including electric vehicles, semiconductors, and other goods. It applies to about $18 billion worth of annual imports from China. Wacky stories to wind down hour number two. AI. We talked about this yesterday, about how you could have a concierge to do your dating for you on dating apps, right? Well, there's another hack that has apparently gone afoul. AI could allow humans to work less, but in a weird way, it's already helping us work less. Using bots to snap open slots in your company's vacation calendar is a new trend, and it's become a problem at Amazon's warehouses. Amazon employees have two types of unpaid time off that they can take. One is normal unpaid vacation, and there's a limit on how much you can use. The other is voluntary time off, VTO, where your boss decides they don't need as many people working. VTO doesn't count against your vacation time, so, of course, that is the much more desirable option there, and there's a lot of competition when those slots open up. But they're harder than ever to get because some really smart employees got the idea that they can just set up bots and Amazon sends out alerts right after the VTO becomes available. But people say that the slots are always gone now, even if you try to claim one right away, because the bots snap them up for people in less than a second. So that's ingenious. But
it's smart. It's selfish, though.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, as I said, now I'm not in a position where this is really necessary, obviously. And Joe, I mean, you and I work together, so you know what I mean by that. But man, whenever I want a day off, I mark it off as soon as I can. I think we got like a 2-week barrier with the system we use, at least over in promotions. And yeah, I got days marked off all the way up until November 30th, my friend. So I try to be proactive to the best of my abilities. I don't have these robots do my work for me. Speaking of technology and how sometimes humans abuse it, a visual art installation that allows New Yorkers to view Dublin, Ireland in real time is already shutting down due to inappropriate behavior. One visitor from Ireland was already skeptical about the Dublin portal, which features a circular screen and is linked to an identical portal in the Irish capital, would last.
Also, one of the better and more original senior pranks we've come across. Here's how it sounded. That, of course, a bagpipe. And in Illinois, students at Richwoods High School hired a bagpiper to follow their principal around wherever he went and play bagpipes nonstop for an hour. I think that's awesome. The principal agreed, said it was awesome, very creative, and also praised the students for coming up with something that wasn't destructive or damaging to property, like you hear so many times. Austin, when you were a senior in high school, did your class come up with a prank or...
No, if they did, I was not cool enough to partake in the execution of it. But I will say, I did have a teacher who shall remain nameless. But he would stand. It was like once a year, he would stand out in front of his classroom and he would play the accordion.
Okay.
And kids would sit around in the hallway and listen to him.
That's cool.
He was a cool teacher. Don't know what that was about, but that's about as close as I'm going to get to hearing the bagpipes out of school.
Okay.
Some good news here. A bunch of neighbors in Illinois lined their street to welcome home a second grader named Judah Collins, who just beat cancer. He was in the hospital for over 100 days, and his local police department helped out and posted the footage online. They said, with all of the bad going on in the world right now, it can be easy to lose sight of the tremendous amount of good going on in it right now, too.
Yeah.
So that's pretty awesome.
That's why we have the wacky stories and good news, because, you know, after about 53 minutes or so of,
dreary reality,
whatever thing is happening bad, you know, you want to finish on a high. So that's what we strive to do here each and every hour. A place in Iowa called Big Grove Brewery is in the news after launching a new beer called Brighter Days, and they're exclusively using it to raise money for a mental health charity. A portion of proceeds are going to a group called Community Crisis Services. So, well done out of the Big Grove Brewery in Iowa there.
For sure.
All right, Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up next. I would imagine updates, if any, on a drive-by shooting that happened in Escambia County earlier this afternoon.
Yeah.
Also, the Okaloosa NAACP releasing a list of demands as it relates to senior airman Roger Fortson's death. I'm sure they'll have more on that. Plenty from Mayor D.C. Reeves during his weekly news conference today. That and plenty more coming up here in the third hour.